What the heck, and welcome back to Waste of Time, everyone. My name is Jordan, I am your host, and I am here to waste your time in hopefully the most entertaining way possible. I hope you've all been well this week as we sift through another week of Corona, another week of non-travel, and another week of my beard getting longer. If you don't know, if you haven't heard, because you probably, why would you know this? But I'm growing a pandemic beard. I've never grown a beard before in my life, and I swore to myself, I said, I'm gonna grow a beard until I can actually legally travel again and meet other people. So I've been in my room for about 6 weeks now. I'm going a little bit crazy, and my beard is actually way more impressive than I thought. I have blonde hair, so to have this, I have a black beard, which is so weird. But yeah, it's a whole new world for me, guys. But that really doesn't matter. Let's get on with the podcast. I'm going to start making these podcasts nice, condensed, and sort of like punchy because, you know, I just realized like, wow, I started blabbering on in a few podcasts and I thought, you know what? I need to confine them, bring them back to their original source and make them punchy again. So that's what we're doing. I'm going to share with you guys one story. One simple story from my travels. Actually, this one isn't from my travels. This was when I was in university. And not only is it an embarrassing story, it actually comes with a video that I will never show the world ever. It's probably my most embarrassing video and it's just never going to be seen. I went to university once upon a time before I got into the whole travel industry and I got a degree in graphic design, for those who don't know. Anyway, my university would always host socials and events and just like there was something happening literally like every second night there would be something really fun happening. And on this occasion there was a talent show. Now, I am probably the least musical, least everything talented. I have no talents in the world. But there was some pretty decent cash. I think there was like $1,500 worth of cash prizes to be won. And as a poor college student, I was like, you know what? I need to get my hands on that money. So I looked at the categories and I realized that dance had very few people entering. So I went, wow, this is actually going to be so epic. Because I had calculated that only two people had entered for the dance category and there was a prize first, second, and third. Third place was $50. Hard, cold, hard cash. Super awesome. So I was like, well, I've got to enter and just do a dumb dance and I'll get $50. So I did it. You know, I was pretty confident at the time. So I thought, you know what? This is going to be an easy breezy situation. What ended up happening was I did a dance. It ended up being a 6 minute dance, which I cannot believe I was on stage for 6 minutes in front of my whole university. There was probably about 350 people in the auditorium watching this thing unfold, watching this disaster unfold, this embarrassment of disaster. But I don't know what I was thinking at the time. I don't know. I'd probably do it again just because I know I keep making the same mistakes. But basically what I did was I made an evolution of Miley Cyrus. During this time, Wrecking Ball was, you know that song? I came in like a wreck. That song. So that song was very popular at the time. It just came out. It was probably like 2012, 2013. And I loved, obviously I still love Disney and Hannah Montana. So I thought I will make the most epic Hannah Montana Miley Cyrus mashup and call it the evolution of Miley Cyrus. So it's going to be epic. It started with, you know, best of both worlds, Hannah Montana. It's stripped down into the climb. Obviously songs like the Hoedown Throwdown and Party in the USA were there. And I ended with the finale of Wrecking Ball. Now, the only thing here that made this somewhat entertaining was the fact that I started as a Disney star and I ended up as Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball, pretty much naked. So I don't know why I thought I would just do this in front of 300 people, but you know, 50 bucks is 50 bucks and I wanted that money. So I do the performance, which I do have a video of, but no one is ever going to be seeing this video. This video is for basically, yeah, like it's a guarantee. It's a guarantee that I will be single the rest of my life if this video ever leaks of me doing this whole evolution of Miley ordeal. It is just not something that you want on your resume. So that's never, I don't even know why I'm telling this story right now. But basically I did this epic dance. I actually won $150 because I got $50 for third place in dance and I won 100 bucks for second crowd favorite. So we had 150 bucks and it was a great night for me. But you know what? The rumors started getting around the next day. So I went to bed, everything was going well, and the next day I woke up to these rumors. To put a bit more context into this, I was just a single 22-year-old man hanging out, chilling, loving life. So the next morning I woke up and all of these rumors were going around. You know, obviously I'd just been sort of semi, fully, kind of naked on stage in front of the whole university. So I did expect like some people to be like, oh, Jordan is so dumb, whatever. But to my surprise, I heard all these girls talking about how much they want my body. And I was like, wow. Wow, I mean, I know, like, I'm not, like, the most muscular dude. I know I'm all right, but you want a bit of this Jordan action? You want a bit of this cake? I mean, I know I'm only, like, a 6 out of 10, and there's a lot of other guys that are way better looking than me. But maybe you enjoyed my confidence on stage, and that was something that you were really, really drawn to. And all these girls were talking, I was like, man, like, this is, like, the best, like, day of my life. I was like, wow, like, for the first time in my life, I am a chick magnet, a freaking chick magnet. They all want my body. Life is going good. So with a spring in my step and my ego inflated, I'm walking around like college like, yo, what's up? Hey, ladies. Hey. I'm like Joey Tribbiani from Friends. I'm like, how you doing? How you doing? Walking around like, I think I am just so, so like desired right now, which is just like, I look back at this and go, oh man, Jordan, you little silly boy. But basically what I found out by the end of that day is that they didn't want my body, as in like they didn't want me. They actually wanted my body, as in like my waistline, my hips, my bum. Yes, so it wasn't exactly the way I took it at the start, but by the end of the day, I was quite humbled because girls would come up and correct me like, oh no, Jordan, we're not interested in dating you. We just think you have a great figure that we would want. A great female figure. And I'm like, I'm a freaking man. You know what I mean? Like, I am a man. So, you know, when you say that, these words will hurt. And they're like, yeah, well, sorry about it. But we feel like you would be a great female because your body is just exactly what we want. I'm like, oh, damn it. So it wasn't in a lustful way. It wasn't in a sexual way. Apparently, I have a body that females desire in the sense of they wish they could have that body, which demasculates me more than anything else. And yes, so that was one of the days where I was on a high and I came down and I crash landed into a valley. If you do have any other stories like when you were on a high and it came down to a smashing end, I would love for you to send them through or message me or email me or something. But yes, and to this day, that is probably the one of the most embarrassing things because, I don't know, I just was so naive, the whole situation. But what's more embarrassing is the video. I will probably never leak this video ever. It's sitting on my YouTube as a private link. It was a public link and it was being shared around and it got like 2,000 views within a night. And I said, hang on, I don't really know if I'm comfortable with this. So I privatized the video and made sure no one else was getting it because it was circulating around like freaking wildfire. I'll tie it in quickly with another story from college where I felt like I was the man and I got completely stripped of my masculinity through the same sort of method. So I actually, if you don't know this, I have a lot of friends that are girls and I actually genuinely get on better with females than males. I don't know why, I just have like, I don't know, I just like get along better with girls. Anywho, through university, I found this phrase was starting to pop up. This phrase that it sort of like made me feel a little bit uncomfortable. And the phrase was just Jordan. Now, I don't know if I've shared this on the podcast before. I hope I haven't because, you know, I've shared a lot of stories. So it all sort of starts to like blur what I have shared, what I haven't shared. But this phrase, just Jordan, was really getting to me. Like, what do you mean just Jordan? But I would ignore it, go on with my life until there was this one day where I went over the edge and it triggered me like nothing else. So I was at a Christian university, so there were guy dorms, there were girl dorms, they weren't mixed, but you could go into the girl dorms during certain hours. Not really important, but I was just in a room with four other girls hanging out with my friends in this room. One of the girls' dorms one afternoon, and we're hanging out, we're about to go to the movies, and one of the girls needs to get changed. She needs to, like, you know, get dressed or whatever, but because we're in her room, well, more specifically, I was in the room because I was a guy, and, you know, gender things. Well, yeah, it was just one of those situations, so obviously I have to leave the room so they can get changed. It doesn't really matter at all until one of the girls says, oh, what are you going to do? How are you going to get changed? Jordan's here. And I'm like, that's my cue to leave. You know, Jordan's here. Better leave so they get changed. And the girl that had to get undressed, she goes, oh, don't worry. It's just Jordan. And I'm thinking to myself, what do you mean, just Jordan? I should definitely leave because I am a man and I am not one of the girls. I am not one of those girls. I am a guy. You know I'm a guy, right? You know I'm a guy. But that did not faze her. She got undressed. She did her thing. And I'm just sitting in the room so awkwardly because I've realized I am hanging out with these girls so much that they just think I am one of them. When no, I'm a man. I didn't get friend zoned because I obviously didn't like any of the girls, but I got friend zoned in regards to like, there was no chance if I ever made any feelings for any of these girls, there was no chance they would ever see me as like some sort of romantic interest. And I just realized in that moment, the worst phrase in the world is, oh, it's just Jordan. So if you want to really trigger me, guys, in the future, call me Just Jordan. Maybe that's the name of this podcast. I should change it from A Waste of Time to, oh, it's Just Jordan. And there you go, guys. There are two stories from my university that I don't really look on in the most positive light. Well, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I'm going to make it a short one. I'm going to try and keep them nice and little bitey. I do read all your DMs and I do try and read all the emails. There are a lot of random DMs that come through, so I don't get to reply to them all, but I do try and read every single one. Oh, here's one. I read a DM today from a podcast listener. They're up to episode 5 where I was sort of, I think I went on a mini rant about how so many people think I'm gay, which I guess this story kind of ties into the other things we've been talking about today. But they said, oh, I think I figured it out. It's because of your hand gestures. Hand gestures. How are certain, I understand people have stereotypical hand gestures for gay men, but how do hand gestures like have any indication of where you are gay or not? I don't understand that. The stereotypes that do surround the whole gay world actually are so interesting because apparently me waving my hands in certain directions in videos gives indications for gay people to think that I'm also gay. I don't know, because I have been hit on by many a gay man in my time, and it's just something that I'm still trying to find the end of the road. Like, why do people think or see me as sort of gay in that regard? I have nothing against gays. Don't try and box me and say like, oh, Jordan hates gays. No, I don't hate gays. But when there is a girl that I like and she thinks that I'm gay because of either someone's told her that or she's come to it by her own understanding because of the way I'm moving my hands, then I care. Because we can't have my future wife thinking that I am gay for the first 3 years of our friendship. Okay, guys? That is where I will step in and say, stop. Okay, I feel like this podcast is leading back into my lack of a love life, and we've already talked about that more than enough, so I'm going to stop the podcast here before I ramble on too much. We're going to start ending every single podcast with a flipperoonie quote. If you don't know what a flipperoonie quote is, you can go back and listen to the other podcasts, but the flipperoonie quote for today's episode is as follows. We cannot become what we want to be by remaining what we are. Wow, that is crazy. That's like saying like you can't change if you remain the same. Obviously, that is just, yep, that's pretty obvious. Thank you for that inspirational quote. That literally makes so much sense. It didn't need to be said. Okay, if you guys ever have any more flipperoonie quotes, send them through. I love a good inspirational quote because I personally don't understand them. And apart from that, I'll leave you guys with the most inspirational quote of them all, which is, what the heck? I'll see you next week where I get the pleasure to waste your time again. Thank you guys. See you and have a great week. Bye. Oh, and share this podcast. The views have been dropping lately, which shouldn't be happening in Corona. So share the podcast on Instagram stories or with a friend. Just send to one friend. It's so simple. If everyone sends it to one friend, it doubles in views. So yeah. Okay. Thank you. Bye. 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 I'm not desperate. I am desperate. Okay. Bye.